An early morning swim before Dad gets up. Shh, quiet.
Thank you. Hey, Dad! Dad! Hey, Dad!
Hey, Dad!
That's funny, he didn't even stop.
It worked great.
Yeah, we even fooled them punk kids of his. Let's not get carried away. We got a lot of work to do yet.
I sure hate to see all that beautiful stuff dropped in the ocean.
Now look, I told you. This ain't gonna hurt that stuff none. Gonna stick it in there, let it soak for a bit, and then we're gonna come back and pick it up when the action's clean, huh?
Here comes the sheriff.
Huh? Right on time.
Let me get this straight. Are you trying to tell me that I went out to the Purcell yacht, that I slugged this man, and then I stole over $200,000 in jewels? Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. I haven't been anywhere but this house, and this launch hasn't left the dock.
Is that right? Well, then why are your motors still warm? You see, I told you so.
Well, I don't know. I can't explain it.
There.
Out where? Out there, when you went by.
You saw your father?
Sure, just a few minutes ago. Why? What's the matter?
You know, I don't know what this is all about, but I got a good idea. Someone's trying to set me up for this robbery. Now look, Sheriff, even if I did plan to take those jewels, wouldn't it be kind of silly to wear my own uniform and go in the park launch? Especially when there was an eyewitness.
Look, I don't know who you think you saw out there, but you didn't see me.
Well, I...
Was it me?
Well, I...
grave. Land of Goshen. Well, I hate to say it, Porter, but this looks pretty bad. I got no choice except to take you in. I'm sorry, but you're under arrest.
All right, Sheriff, here's my gun.
No, no, forget it.
Be a goof, a great big goof. They can't do that to Dad.
I know they can't do that to him, but they did. What we have to figure out is how we can get him out of it.
Call the police. Oh, yeah.
Maybe if we went back to the spot where Flipper found those jewels and looked around.
Let's go.
Is this the place, Flipper? Sure is. We better call the sheriff.
Okay. Thanks, Flipper.
Well, I've just gone over the list of jewels. There's nothing missing. Now, Porter, don't you want to make a statement to sort of get things off your mind?
Look, Sheriff, I've got nothing to hide. And while you're standing around here, the real thieves are probably getting away.
Listen, Port, I hate to say this, but you're in a real bad spot. I know you're a government employee. You've got a fine reputation. But the jewels were in your possession.
Correction. They were in the possession of my son's dolphin. And as a family pet, it's perfectly natural for him to bring anything unusual he finds straight to them. Now, why don't you go down and check the launch for fingerprints?
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been scared to check those fingerprints because I was afraid the only fingerprint they'd find would be yours.
Well, look, Sheriff, I'm perfectly agreeable for you to check the launch for fingerprints.
Okay, let's go.
But this is very important. Okay, thanks anyway. They're not there.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. They might have taken Dad to the county jail.
What's our next move?
Let me think. Let's see, those guys don't know that Flipper took their loot, so they'll probably come back. Now, if we can spot them...
How are we going to spot them? Do you know how many divers and fishermen hang out there? How are we going to tell the good guys from the bad guys?
Yeah. Hey, wait, I have an idea. Suppose we put that jewelry right back where Flipper found it.
Do you think Sheriff Wolf will give it back to us?
No, genius. But remember that rubber pouch it was in?
Mm-hmm.
It's out on the dock. You go get it. I'll get our diving gear ready.
Okay.
Maybe we ought to wait a couple more hours.
I'll tell you when to start thinking.
Sheriff, come here. Yeah. Look at this uniform.
Well, it looks all right to me.
Yeah, except the patch is on the wrong side. Look.
I knew it all the time. Say, I'd better set up some road truck. Hey, where are you going?
Well, the boys are gone, and so's their skiff. That uniform was wet. That means the boys are mixed up in this somehow, and I'm going to find out why.
There's someone down there. Maybe it's the law.
It's not an official boat.
There is somebody down there. I'll take care of him with this.
Thank you.
Throw in a minute, Flipper.
Don't sweat it. We're almost done.
Hey, boys. Got some good news. Sheriff Willis just called. Caught the other thief and they both confessed.
Hey, that's great, Dad.
That guy really did look like you. You know that, Dad?
Well, thanks a lot, bud. Here's something else. Mr. Purcell has offered a very handsome reward for the recovery of his wife's jewels.
A reward?
Yeah, we can sure use the money, too.
How much is it, Dad? Just think. An underwater camera, a new pair of water skis.
Power reel, and a brand new surfboard.
All right, you guys, now just keep your financial shirts on. No matter how big that reward is, you're not going to get one penny of it right now.
But that's not fair.
Because it's going into your college fund, that's how come. And you'll be mighty glad it's there later on.
Well, what about Flipper? He's entitled to some money.
That's right, Bud, I've considered that. And that's why I opened a charge account at the local fish market, Flipper. How about that, Flipper?